From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A top Hezbollah military commander has been killed in an explosion in Syria. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, Mustafa Baradin was killed in an explosion which tore through the group's headquarters near Damascus Airport.
Syrian TV announced Badruddin's death overnight, quoting a statement from Hezbollah that he had become a martyr. The group indicated that the cause of the fatal explosion near Damascus Airport is still being investigated, although several Hezbollah leaders directed suspicion at Israel. A Hezbollah statement claimed that Badruddin took part in most of the group's operations since 1982. Badruddin was at the top of the list of suspects identified by a UN special tribunal investigating the assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik al-Hariri, who died when an explosion tore through his motorcade in 2005. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
At least 16 people were killed Friday in shooting and bombing attacks in a predominantly Shiite town in northern Iraq. Three gunmen opened fire with machine guns at a cafe in the town of Balad. 12 people were killed and at least 25 wounded. Later, one of the attackers detonated an explosive vest at a nearby market, killing at least 4 people and critically wounding 2 others. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attacks, saying it targeted Shiite militiamen. The attacks come just days after 80 people were killed when 3 suicide bombers set off their explosives in Baghdad on Wednesday. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. A UN